seriously popular.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yesterday, 12th January 2022, Gardaí from Tullamore Garda Station attended to an incident following a call from a member of the public.
It is every woman's worst nightmare. Whoever is responsible for this will face the full rigours of the law.
From the team that brought you the trial of Lucy Letby, this is The Trial, Ashley Murphy.
In January 2022, Aislinn Murphy had just started her career as a primary school teacher in Tullamore in County Offaly. She dreamt of one day building her own home with her partner Ryan. They'd been together for almost 6 years. She had her whole life ahead of her.
Aislinn was also an accomplished musician, so devoted to her fiddle that she never had to be told to practice. She was never happier than when she was playing with her sister, Amy.
That all changed on January the 12th. Aislinn left Durrow National School at the end of the day and went for a jog along Grand Canal Way, something she'd done so many times before. But this time, on her run, she was killed.
Her funeral was attended by thousands, and many more attended vigils for her across the world. The tributes were heartbreaking. This was just one.
She had integrity. She was honest. She was trustworthy. She was quirky and a little bit cheeky sometimes, with the loveliest smile. She had this beautiful, twinkly smile.
Joseph Pushka is now on trial in Dublin, accused of her murder. He denies the charges against him. I'm Nicola Byrne, Deputy News Editor for the Mail on Sunday in Ireland. I'll be in court every day reporting on the trial as it happens.
And I'm broadcaster and journalist Caroline Cheatham. Together, we'll examine what's happened in court and bring you the details behind the headlines. This is The Trial, Aislinn Murphy.
Welcome to episode one, I Am the Murderer.
We bring you the first episode of this podcast standing outside Dublin Central Criminal Court. And that's because at 11 o'clock this morning, in a packed Court 13, this trial got underway. The death of Aislinn Murphy, a young woman just starting out in life, rocked not just the community in Tullamore in County Offaly, about 90 minutes from where we're standing now, but across the world. Nicola, you've been covering this patch for a long time. Just give us a bit of a sense of the geography.
Yes, Caroline, Tullamore is about 100 kilometres from Dublin. That's just over 60 miles for our listeners in England. The Grand Canal runs through the town, connecting Dublin and the River Shannon. And it was on the banks of the canal that Aisling was killed as she went out for a jog after a day teaching. What we heard today as this trial got underway is that she was allegedly murdered, brutally stabbed 11 times in the neck. And the man the prosecution say is responsible is 33-year-old Joseph Pushka, a father of five from Slovakia.
He denies the charge, and for the next 4 weeks we'll be covering his trial. So we're going to head back into the studio now to bring you the details of what we heard in court today.
So I think we need to start, Nicola, with the key moments of today. And what we found out was that Aisling Murphy was allegedly stabbed 11 times in the neck. And that was shortly after she left school, where she was a teacher.
We also heard that 2 days after the alleged killing, Joseph Pushka confessed to her murder at St. James's Hospital in Dublin.
He told the Gardaí,
"I did it. I'm the murderer."
We were also told that after Aisling died, she had DNA under her fingernails, and the chances of that DNA belonging to anyone other than Joseph Pushka were 14,000 to one. So, Nicola, just to take a step back, yesterday, the jury of six men and three women were finally sworn in. And the first thing they were told by the judge was that they must base their decisions on the evidence they hear in the courtroom.
Yes, it took over an hour to swear the jury in late yesterday. And they were told by Mr. Justice Tony Hunt this morning that they are now in charge. He told them, "You're here on behalf of the rest of the community. You bring community wisdom, community knowledge and community common sense to do the job of adjudication in this case."
And today, just before the opening statement from senior counsel prosecutor Anne-Marie Lawler, the defendant was brought into the dock where he sat beside an interpreter. Now, this is an open dock, which is different to the docks we often see in major trials in England, where it tends to be a closed glass dock. But here in Dublin, it's an open dock. And the family of Aisling were sitting in benches in the main body of the court, and that's just to the side of him. So, Nicola, the court was full. So just walk us through who was there.
Her partner, Ryan, her mum, Kathleen, her dad, Raymond, her sister, Amy, and her brother, Cahill. But the court was also packed with wider family members, members of the public as well, standing at the back, and of course, journalists.
I don't think I've ever seen a court so full that people were standing at the back of the room, actually. It was unusual to see that. But when Miss Lawler opened her case in front of this packed courtroom, she said that the jury weren't going to hear anything about Aisling Murphy, really, who she was and how she lived her life.
Yes, that's right, Caroline. She stressed this trial was a cold, clinical, dispassionate assessment of the evidence.
And what she told the jury was that Aisling had left her job at school for the day on January the 12th last year and was heading to the nearby Grand Canal to do some exercise. We're not sure whether she was having a jog or whether she was walking. But when she was along that canal path, she was allegedly attacked and stabbed, as we said, 11 times in the right side of her neck.
Two witnesses were also walking along the canal path at that time, Caroline, and they will say when they come to give evidence that they saw a lone assailant there. That assailant, the court heard, was Joseph Pushka, a Slovakian national who lived about 6 kilometres from Tullamore. He had been in Ireland since at least 2012, we heard. After the attack, Miss Lawler said, he left his bright green Falcon Storm bicycle next to Aisling's body. And he ran off through the brambles.
And this bicycle, Nicola, was really significant today, and it will be significant throughout this trial because the court was also told that in the hours before Aisling's alleged murder, Joseph Pushka was seen aimlessly meandering through Tullamore. In fact, the jury heard that over 25,000 hours of CCTV had been trawled by the police as part of this investigation. And on that CCTV, Joseph Pushka can be seen following two separate women before Aisling is allegedly attacked. Now, Miss Lawler said that one of the women turned into a shop, at which point Joseph Pushka appeared to do a U-turn, and shortly afterwards he started to follow another woman.
She said the first woman he was following was blissfully unaware that she was being followed, but 20 minutes later another woman became aware of a man cycling slowly behind her and staring at her.
And we heard that she'll be giving evidence to the court at some point in this trial. And Miss Lawler said that she will say when she comes and gives her evidence that she saw the same man at the canal at 17 minutes past two.
And Caroline, she also said it was just over an hour later at about 3:30 on the same path when he struck, stabbing Aisling in the neck. He then scrambled through the brambles to escape.
Yeah, and she also said that a week later on January the 18th, when Joseph Pushka was arrested, the exposed parts of his body, she said, were covered in cuts and scratches. Now we're taking a quick break now, but when we come back, we'll explain how and when Joseph Pushka allegedly admitted the murder.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So, Nicola, we know that Miss Lawler said that CCTV is going to be significant in this case, and she outlined some of that today. In particular, now she focused on what she said were the movements of Joseph Pushka after the alleged attack on January the 12th.
So what we heard, Caroline, was that at 5 to 9 that evening, he was again picked up on CCTV in Tullamore and then again in the early hours of the 13th of January. But this time he was arriving at an address in the Crumlin area of Dublin, a place called Armagh Road, and that was the home of his parents. He's seen walking freely and easily into the house.
Now, she said the next CCTV is from the next morning. Now, that's the day after Aisling was killed. And this time, a member of Dublin Ambulance is seen at the house and Joseph Pushka appears to be injured and he's being taken by ambulance to hospital.
Yes, the jury was told that when he arrived at St. James's Hospital, he told staff he'd been stabbed in an attack in Blanchardstown, Caroline. And as it happened, there had been a stabbing incident in Blanchardstown around that same time. So two Gardaí were sent to interview him and one of the detectives noticed scratches on his hands, which he then went on to photograph.
Now, Miss Lawler told the jury that officers at Tullamore were then told about Joseph Pushka and these scratches that were on his hands. And they then arrived to speak with him twice on the 14th. The first time they asked him about the alleged stabbing in Blanchardstown, he told them he'd come up from Tullamore, got a lift to Euston Station, got a taxi to Blanchardstown, and he said he was going to meet a woman, but he didn't give her name.
He was allegedly then asked whether he had a bicycle, and he said he did, but he hadn't had it for the past 2 weeks. But one of the detective sergeants returned to the ward at about 6:20 that evening, Caroline. And it's during this exchange that Miss Lawler told the court he confessed by saying,
"I did it. I'm the murderer. I didn't do it intentionally. And I'm sorry."
Then another Garda entered the room and told him clearly that he didn't have to talk. But he continued to speak, we heard, and he asked, would his family be safe? Would the family of Ashley Murphy seek revenge? He said he had a family and he said he had 5 children.
He said, I'm sorry. I see girl. I never see before. I have knife I use for chain. When she pass, I cut her. I cut her neck. She panic, I panic. Will I go for 10 years?
And crucially, Caroline, Miss Laura said it wasn't yet in the public domain at that point how Aisling had died.
So finally, Nicola, we also heard that DNA will play a big part in this case.
Miss Lawler told the jury that DNA samples were taken from Joseph Pushka, and when these samples were compared with the DNA found underneath Aisling's fingernails, they matched. In fact, she said the chances of the DNA belonging to anyone else was 1 in 14,000.
That's almost it for episode 1. But just before we do sign off, Nicola, this afternoon in court, the jury was given details of a pink bobble hat and a pair of blue Nike running trainers, which police found on the canal path.
Yes, that's right. Aisling's mother, Kathleen, broke down in tears as the evidence was viewed in court. A detective had also photographed a bloodstained stick and brambles within the same area in heavy undergrowth.
Okay, on Friday, we'll bring you more details of the case. And Nicola, you'll be in court throughout the week to follow all the evidence.
Yes, I'll be bringing you up to date on everything then.
Okay, see you then.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.